White turns on the ball for Gateshead. Good turn as well to get away from Gallagher. Now driving away from him as White crosses the halfway line. Plays it out wide towards Barrow. Barrow then inside to Ollie. Ollie back to Barrow down the left channel. Barrow's cross is a dangerous one. Looking for Thompson! And there's the lead for Gateshead. Really well worked. Down that left-hand side. It was a great ball into the area from Barrow. Thompson unmarked in between two centre-halves. Planted his header downward into the bottom left corner. It's taken 63 minutes, but the deadlock's been broken. It's Aldershot Town 0, Gateshead 1.
Fantastic break from Gateshead there down the left. Fantastic ball into the box and a fantastic header there to make it 1-0. It's been coming. I wasn't sure it was going to be Gateshead, but they have looked the better of the two teams since the restart, and maybe they've got their just desserts here.
Ollie on the corner as White comes short. Ollie delivers it low. Tried to set up Williamson at the far post. Devitt comes in with the shot and the second chance goes in, and it's the substitute Salkell who fires it into the roof of the net. And with little over 5 minutes to go, that could be game over. Aldershot Town 0, Gateshead 2. Salkell getting on the end of that one and firing home.
Yes, it was interesting because I didn't quite think that the corner routine had worked there with Ollie swinging it in low, and the first flick on wasn't quite there, but it just broke. A couple of half clearances, a couple of half shots, and it fell brilliantly, and he's finished it really, really smashing it into the roof of the net. And I'm pretty sure that is game, set, and match now for Gateshead. That is 2-0.
Throwing to Aldershot just inside their own half on the left. Booty up the line, looking for McDonough, who brings it down with his thigh. Again, good link-up play. He sets up Berkeley Agipon, trying to work a bit of space here on the edge of the box. He's worked his way into the box, done really well. Cross across the face of goal. And Fenella was inside the six-yard area. All it needed was a touch from the striker. He was unmarked as well, just couldn't get on the end of it.
Two substitutes there linking up, and it just whiskers away from sliding in to pull a goal back, and that really would have made for a grandstand finish. That may have been it. That may have been the last chance to pull one back for shots. We'll have to see. Inches away, getting down the left, whipping it across from Agipong, and just inches away from finding the back of the net there.
And now here come the visitors, and it could be sealed up here as Salkeld runs through one-on-one with the keeper. Good save from Cole. Really good save that from Cole. I think Salkeld tried to chip him, but he stood strong, Cole, and palmed it away with two really strong fists. Into the final 15 seconds of additional time. And Gateshead have a throw on the left, and that will be that.
It looks as though that will be that indeed. The green sea of green shirts, 10 men behind the ball the last few minutes. They've just been really resolute and not really allowing anything through. They've pretty much limited, and there goes the final whistle.
Yeah, Lloyd Wood brings an end to the game, and a few boos greet the Aldershot Town players from around the ground. It's finished Aldershot Town 0, Gateshead 2, and Gateshead's unbeaten run in the league stretches to 7 matches. They didn't really get going in the first half. Aldershot with the better of that first period with a couple of decent chances, predominantly through Bernard Mensah, but goals in the second half from Connor Thompson and substitute Cameron Salkeld ensured Gateshead come away from Aldershot with all 3 points, and it'll be a happy travelling set of supporters going back up to the northeast with 3 points in the bag as Gateshead got to 6th in the National League table. But a dismal, disappointing afternoon for Aldershot Town. It's finished Aldershot Town 0, Gateshead 2.